The American farmer could be caught in the middle of a trade war. With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers are anxiously watching the tit-for-tat tariff threats as China's responded to import duties proposed by the president on aluminum and steel by going after products produced in agriculture states. China floated tariffs on $50 billion of American goods, including such agricultural products as pork, beef, ethanol, and soybeans. John Airey is president of the Corn and Soybean Association and believes if China goes through with a tariff on soybeans, the economy could take a big hit.
Agriculture is constantly working to open export markets, to move more product, whether it's soybeans, corn, wine, you know, whatever. And been tough in the rural economy the last couple of years. Profit margins are almost non-existent. This is not what we needed.
The American Soybean Association says China is the largest consumer of U.S. soybeans, buying about a third of all U.S. production each year. Airey says farmers expect to battle the weather each year, but tariff threats make the job even harder, and he hopes cooler heads will prevail.
At this point, it's still shaking big sticks. You know, we haven't actually whacked anybody yet. We're just shaking the stick, but boy, it sure got people worried, and it comes down in a hurry to the farm gate.
And the American Soybean Association says they'll continue to watch, as will the rest of us, very closely. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.